الحمد لله نحمده ونصلي على رسول الكريم أما بعد سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي رب هب لي حكما والحقني بالصالحين واجعل لي لسان صدق في الآخرين. Respected scholars, our elders and our youth, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, we make shukr to Allah Azza wa Jal for His continuous bounties upon us. Just yesterday, one of the muftis which we speak to, I haven't met him in my life, but over the airwaves, over the phone, we connect. This is the Muslimin, our Muslimin globally, we are connecting together. And we do not have airwaves, we do not have satellites. What is actually connecting us? It is this kalima, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Hadith, it comes, a time will come close to Qiyamah where the fitan will come, it will break through your homes, just like how rain comes down. We couldn't understand this, and the Ustad made it clear for us. He said, at that time, that was a few years ago, you drive past these squatters, I'm not speaking about those squatters, we'll come to them just now, inshallah. The squatters, you see, small home, and it reminds you of the size of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's home. But you'll always see a satellite, that was then. Now you won't see so many satellite dishes. Because why? We're connecting through our phones, it's wireless. From space, down, into your homes, breaking through your homes. And this is the thing that's taking you away from Allah Azza wa Jal. The very same objective why we were created is to connect with Allah Azza wa Jal. Going through the whole school cycle, going through university, going through after that. And then you come and you say, but what's happening here? We worked for an organization before we went to the Alim course. I'm not going to say the name, but it was in Rivonia. 60 to 70% of that organization was people who couldn't even identify their gender as yet. They were still struggling to identify their gender. One day, I was walking past the canteen. The person who was there was IT, and he's speaking to another, one of the other colleagues of his. I won't call him my colleague. So then he's pointing at me there. Afterwards, I went, I sat down, and they both come running after me. So we were in HR, hiring and firing. So he was in charge of the IT for the entering of the building, all of these things. He said, put your hands on the table. So automatically, I thought, perhaps this is because he wants to see probably something wrong with my fingerprints or something of that sort. So when I put it down, he looked at it, and he said, these are the hands. After that, I realized this man is not... He's on the other side of the fence. Immediately thereafter, one day we had an interview. So we were sitting there. A female, looks like a female, came in. This was before we understood what was parda and the rest. We make total gratitude that Allah Azza wa Jal, through those who are practicing, we get to identify, we get to understand the true deen that has been taught to us from the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, unstained and cannot be tainted, still continues till this day, although it's becoming stranger. But did not Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam also say that deen will become strange? So she came, she sat down. First question you ask is, tell me about yourself. So she's telling me, so-called she. She's saying, I love rugby, And I'm looking, and then I lifted my head up, and I looked, rugby, a female loving rugby. For that time, it was strange. I'm just speaking about 10 years back. Today, it's not strange. Go see Saudi Arabian women running around like animals. Ulaika kal an'am, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, these people are like animals. Animals, animals, no. But they are in fact worse than animals. Balhum adal. They are more stray than animals. This week, you know, Diwali took place. And what a nuisance in terms of the sound, in terms of the how much of difficult. My daughter was sleeping next to me. She said, Abba, I can't sleep. 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning. And who? Okay, those are Hindus. Those are their celebrations. La ikraha fid deen. You can't force them, but you can criticize them. But then you see in the UAE, which we love to travel so much, the UAE, the Gulf News, they reported this year. And what did they say? They said, UAE has mirrored India in terms of its Diwali festivities, celebrations. Go and see this. How much? These are the friends. These are not the friends. These are the brothers of Shaitan. Allah Azza wa Jal says in Surah Al-Isra, verse 27, إِنَّ الْمُبَذِّرِينَ كَانُوا إِخْوَانَ الشَّيَاطِينَ. Surely, the squanderers, they are the brothers of Shaitan. Now when Majlis says these are the brothers of Shaitan, you become shocked. But this is what Allah is telling you, the brothers of Shaitan. Clear cut. What more do we need to know? The UAE, just a side note. 2020, in America, we were all there, Trump, Netanyahu, all of them. UAE were also there. It was, I remember and I recall the date, because just now, a few weeks ago, we had to report about this. Yeah. So, September, the date is 2020, 15th of September. 2020, 15th of September 2020. They signed Abrahamic Accords, the UAE and few other Arab organizations were there, countries, not organizations, countries were there. Abrahamic Accord, and this is what you understand, Abrahamic Accord today. So what? They asked, Netanyahu was sitting there, they asked him a question. This was 5 years back. They asked him, are you worried that Israel is going to be isolated? Are you concerned about this year? What was his response? He said, in fact, no. All I care, Israel is getting closer and closer in the Middle East. And we're becoming, they call it the peace treaty, the peace, the circle of peace, under the name of Abrahamic Accord. Do not forget these names. Abrahamic Accord is something that you're familiar with now. So anyway, look how Allah Azza wa Jal works. 15th September 2020, 5 years, on that same day, 15th September, every day we're doing news, but our news is not to give their agenda. It is to put the Islam, the true Islam, back onto the map, inshallah. So, on the news, Markaz Sahaba News, we do the news flash, one and a half minutes, and the whole objective is what? I must be honest, in the beginning I didn't like news. I said, this is just taking me away from my deen. But as I got into it, now you understand, you have to understand what's happening around you. If you want to solve today's problems, how can you be totally oblivious of what's happening around you? You have to understand. If you ask me a question about the interfaith, and then I'm going to give you an answer because I don't know what's happening, then you can just imagine. Someone asked some scholarly person about this LGBTQ. So they use one of the names, the L probably. And they mentioned it. I don't want to say it here, this children. So he said, yeah, it's fine. What's wrong with it? Because didn't study it, didn't understand it. For you and I, it's obvious. It's something common. Schools. Go and see, 93%, the Nation Times carried it. 93% of toilets, go and see the cleanliness. They said only 6% met requirements. Then it made me think of the Jewish schools we attended. Not fully Jewish, but mostly were Jewish schools. And then we went to high school, and then they saw the Muslims coming in. They ran away, like we always have to run. So, in the toilets, we saw it. Those condom racks that were there. And what's it called? Choice. So they want you to, it's fine, but just use protection. Islam says, "Wa la taqrabu zina," don't even go close to zina. Coming back to this year, 15th September 2025, they asked, they didn't ask. They put it on the headlines. For the first time, Trump, in fact, Netanyahu feels isolated. That was 15th September 2020. You came down the line, 5 years, 2025, 15th September, first time Trump, I mean Netanyahu, one in the same, all of them, they feel isolated. This whole ceasefire, was it something that we really anticipated? Or was it something, just another way? Go and see Al Jazeera carried it. The surroundings, 58% of Gaza, the rogue regime Israel is controlling. 58, as I speak to you now, 58%. Meaning they are clamping down upon our Muslimin. That's what they do. And what they're doing, in this week, Britain had sent their troops in. Why did they send them in? We're not stupid. They said that, no, we just want to ensure that all the ceasefire goes smoothly. That was not the real reason why. They sent them in, why? So that they can show their presence to our Mujahideen, Hamas. The other day someone put a clip and they said, Iran, Iran. Who was Iran? June, you remember those few days to defend themselves. That's when Iran woke up. Do not come tell us about Iran, Iran, Iran. Where was Iran today? Iran is a country, you do the research yourself. 17,000 to 25,000 Jews in Iran. What are they doing there? Isn't this a Muslim country? Over 100 synagogues in Iran, but not one Sunni masjid in Iran. Is what Muslim country are we speaking about? Come to the words of Habib, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيُّ يُوحَىٰ Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he does not speak out of his desires. What he says is revelation revealed to him. He says, Dajjal will come and 70,000 Jews will follow him from Isfahan. Narration of Muslim. Strong narration. 70,000 Jews will follow Dajjal from where? Not from Israel, from Isfahan. Isfahan, it's in the hadith, but like how you get Makkah and Bakka, it's the same. Like this, Isfahan, Isfahan, both the same place, in Iran. This is told to us by who? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you want to come tell us Iran is helping the Muslimin. Who was Iran? The ceasefire, it's to clamp down who? It's to clamp down our Mujahideen. Understand the effort. You know, each one of you know, to get a gun license today, what difficulty don't you have to go through? And they're monitoring you. These people, I will say, we are chained, we are locked up. And the people of Gaza, they are free. They've got freedom. We don't have freedom. To speak now in this mic, probably they're listening, but Allah is with us. Allah gave us this bounty. Why must we hide behind doors and curtains when Allah has given us this bounty? Today, tomorrow, on the day of Qiyamah, the Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going to ask. I just asked one brother, small student. He went to Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara. I asked him a question. What did you see strange in Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara? He said, when I went to Medina Munawwara, I saw all these sports promotions, advertising in the Haram. Now understand something. It's our belief, Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Nabi Kareem Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is alive in his qabr. When you greet him, he responds. As you say with me now, don't be bakhil like the Jews. Allah says, they are the ones who are stingy. The Jews, they accused Allah of being stingy. They said, Yadullahi maghlula, Allah's hand is chained. Allah said, no, their hands are chained. See the refutation. Allah says, your hands are chained. And, وَلُعِنُوا بِمَا قَالُوا Not only that, you are cursed because of what you've said. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, الْبَخِيلُ إِذَا ذُكِرْتُ عِنْدَهُ فَلَمْ يُسَلِّ عَلَيْهَا A bakhil is one. When he can't even move his lips to say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you're not asking to spend any cash or something. Just to say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you can't move your lips. So let's say, today is the day of Jumu'ah, let's increase in salawat and salam upon Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Two benefits, just while we are. Even tukfa hammuk wa yughfar laka dhanbuk. What's the benefits? Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu anhu asked, how much of turud must I make? Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, so he gave a stipulation, and it's a lengthy hadith, then he said, if you do more, it's better for you. At the end, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, even tukfa, because Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu anhu said, what if I engage my whole time? Meaning, the whole time, not meaning you don't go to work in that, you carry on with that. But that free time that you have, that is stipulated for dua, you engage in durood, salawat. So he said, if I do all of it, All the time stipulated just in durood, salawat. He said, even tukfa hammuk wa yukfar laka dhammuk. We're suffering, we've got so many concerns, worries. All of this will be removed with durood. And your sins will be forgiven. This is the beauty of durood. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, this whole nation, they want to put the ceasefire. And you know how much they're putting efforts and all of this down to de-weaponize the world. Because why? Islam is a threat. Islam is a threat. I was speaking to one brother from Tanzania. It's just amazing when you meet people with sane minds. You just love them. You want to grip them and hold on to them. And I was speaking to him and he said to me, one day, he's a nurse. So he said, one day I went, the patient was from America. And he said, let me tell you something. Muslims are not the threat. She's like, what do you mean Muslims are not the threat? Islam is the threat, he said. Islam is the threat. It's the war with Allah. يُرِيدُونَ أَن يُطْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ. They wish to extinguish the light of Allah with their mouths. Mouths? Mouthpieces. BBC, CNN, the rest. What does Allah say? وَيَأْبَ اللَّهِ. Allah rejects it. إِلَّا أَن يُتِمَّ نُورَهِ. Except that He, جَلَّ جَلَالُهُ, will make sure, ensure that this nur of His will be complete. وَلَوْ كَرْهَ الْكَافِرُونَ. Even though the kuffar, even though the US, even though the rogue regime Israel will grow in hatred, even though Britain with the troops that they sent to our Gaza, even though they grow in hatred, Allah will complete His nur. This year is glad tidings for us. That means the nur will never ever be put out. There will always be a group. And that group today is who? Is Hamas. You know, Helen Zillah, she came recently, they asked about the genocide. What she said, oh, that's a big word. I don't want to comment on this here. And then what she said further, all I know is Hamas. Hamas, they say Hamas, they can't pronounce the ha. Hamas. So we ask you, three questions, or leave three. Let's just ask you one. Make it simple. Time is short. If a Jew has to come to any one of you today, and they have to ask you, oh Muslim, Hamas, look what they're doing. What's your response? And I'm not speaking a response, yeah, but this, but I'm speaking facts. I need to speak facts. What answer will you give? This is the question. So the first thing, anti-Semitism, that we, when we were here previously, we refuted that from Quran Sharif, Allah Azza wa Jal says to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ هَادُوا إِنْ زَعَمْتُمْ إِنَّكُمْ إِنْ زَعَمْتُمْ, Allah says in Surah Al-Jumu'ah, إِنْ زَعَمْتُمْ أَنَّكُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ لِلَّهِ مِنْ دُونِ النَّاسِ فَتَمَنَّوُ الْمَوْتِ. O Jews, if you really believe that you are the chosen friends of Allah, anti-Semitism and the rest, here's the challenge, fatamanna wal maut, wish for death, in kuntum sadiqeen, if you are truthful. You know, you tell this child, come, I know you're not going to do this, because you know your child. But do it, you dare him. And you, after that you say, I know you'll never do it. وَلَا يَتَمَنَّوْنَهُ أَبَدًا بِمَا قَدَّمَتْ أَيْدِهِمْ. They will never ever wish for death. Why? Because of what they have sent forth. Look how apt is the Quran Sharif. Because of what they've sent forth with their hands. Although the Quran is referring to their actions, but those drones which they were pressing, killing children, Hind Rajab, 355 bullets, who did that? This terrorist regime. Anti-Semitism. Here's the challenge. You can't do it. You can't answer. So Helen Zillah, what was the response we're supposed to give? Not to her, but to the people of her likes. The answer is, you say Hamas. Well, let's tell you something. Let's tell you about your, how would you say it? Haganah gang, right? So Haganah gang, if you're pronouncing it like these people. Haganah gang, tell us about the Haganah gang. Wait, no, let's not start with that. Let's start with something even before that. How did you come into existence? Late 1800s, there was the Zionist plan. Theodore Herzl comes on the scene. 1900s, then it's sort of getting formalized. So there's three things they need. What's the three things that they need? Firstly, you need a political movement. Secondly, you need a group of mujahideen. But even before point two and point one, you need an institute that is going to brainwash the entire world. So when this this day comes, 2025 comes, 24th of October, 2nd of Jumad al-Ula, 1447, when this day comes, then people will be in this world of their own. And they won't understand the reality. Do you know why America is coming out and saying statements like so openly now? You know, Trump said at the Knesset, what did he say? He said, baby, you know, he calls him baby, like his baby. Baby, you asked for weapons we couldn't even pronounce, and we helped you with those weapons. You admitted just to the genocide that you perpetrated. And now the Arab countries want Trump to serve as the main man in this whole Abrahamic Accord and this peace, ceasefire, and everything to take place. The man who sponsors the weapons, he must come sit and call the peace treaty shots. Is that sensible? Normally you call someone when there's a problem between you and your wife. One person from that family, one person from that family. We come together, we sort out the problem. Here you call Trump, the main man. Anyway, you need three things, we said. One is a political movement. Zionism. Do not ever let anyone tell you that Jews and Zionism is two different things. Judaism is mentioned in the Quran Sharif. Zionism is not mentioned in the Quran Sharif. Judaism started Zionism because they needed a new name, a new brand. They didn't have places to stay. Go and see how many countries kicked them out. You'll be shocked. I was shocked. So, Zionism, start this. Then, after that, you need a group of men to fight. What you, the Hebrew Institute, when did it start? 1918. It started, and it was formally operational now from 1925. And during this period as well, coincidentally, Haganah Gang was also formed, which is known as your today's IDF, Israeli Diaper Forces. They are the ones. So when you say Hamas, the next time anybody tells you Hamas, you tell them Haganah. Now, Hamas, what do you mean, Haganah? Hamas started in 1987. Sheikh Ahmad Yassin, we know, Rahmatullah Alayhi. A man in a wheelchair, we said to you many times on air, yeah, perhaps we came previously. A man in a wheelchair, not, he didn't go into a wheelchair. From a young age, he was already in a wheelchair. But a man with a sound brain, a man with a mission. Where is our youth today? Where is our youth today with? You say, we can't do jihad. You say, but where's our plans to get to that point once again? How long are we going to use the same excuse? We're not prepared. Well, start preparing. And start preparing by coming to the masjid because Allah tells you, وَمَنْ يُعَذِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. It means you need taqwa to sanctify the symbols of Allah. That is why Shiism cannot help what is happening now, because they don't have taqwa. Go and see in Iran, you know all these things, I don't have to tell it to you. In Iran, they built a shrine for the murder of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, and that's the same place for those who came late. The same place, Iran, with 17,000 to 25,000 Jews. The same place with over 100 synagogues, not one Sunni masjid there. This is your Iran that we're speaking about. Shiism cannot rescue the true mission. You need taqwa. You need solid taqwa. And this is these people of Gaza. They've got this taqwa. Allah is developed. Even if they didn't have it before. Let someone strip you of your home. Let someone strip you of your car, your family. You know there's only one way now. And that is towards Allah. So that's what they have. They have Allah with them. And they will continue to have Allah with them. So Hamas started 1987. Sheikh Ahmad Yassin, we know. A man in a wheelchair. You know, Ariel Sharon, he killed him. And this is how the cowards work. Exited the masjid, it's Fajr time, he's in his wheelchair, they're pushing him. Group of people, they send their drones down. He is martyred. Ariel Sharon, you know the hadith, hadith al-Qudsi. Hadith al-Qudsi, Allah is speaking. Man aada li waliyan faqad aadantu bil harb. Whoever holds animosity with any one of my friends, I announce war with that particular person. Hadith al-Bukhari. Ariel Sharon, BBC, 8 years. You do the research. 8 years, the man, they even put it there, suspended between life and death. And then they start speaking about euthanasia. Euthanasia. So what does it tell you? The man, he couldn't, Allah gave him such a punishment there to give him, dare to give him death after that. Take out, because that's what you call suicide. Another name is, you can't, euthanasia is, you can't manage that sickness. So, when they say Hamas, you say 1987 it started. Haganah started when? Between 1918 and 1925. So don't come tell us about all of this. Our Palestinians helped you. Wa akhiru da'wana. And alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا
الحمد لله الذي جعل الأمر بالمعروف والنهي عن المنكر القطب الأعظم في الدين وبعث له النبيين أجمعين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله الذي بلغ ما أنزل إليه من ربه ورب العالمين صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه الذين كانوا يستعون بالحق ولا يخافون في الله لومة لائمين أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى عز وجل ولتكن منكم أمة يدعون إلى الخير ويأمرون بالمعروف وينهون عن المنكر وأولئك هم المفلحون وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من رأى منكم منكرا فليغير بيده فإن لم يستطع فبلسانه فإن لم يستطع فبقلبه وذلك أضعف الإيمان وقال عليه السلام إذا علمت الخطيئة في الأرض كان من شهدها فكرهها كان كمن غاب عنها ومن غاب عنها فرضيها كان كمن شهدها وقال عليه السلام أوحى الله إلى ملك من الملائكة أن يقلب مدينة كذا وكذا على أهلها قال إن فيهم عبدك فلانا لم يعصك طرفة عين قال اقلبها عليه وعليهم فإن وجهه لم يتعمر في ساعة قط أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم خذ العفو وأمر بالمعروف وأعرض عن الجاهلين الحمد لله أستعينه وأستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعصهما فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا قال الله تعالى إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر وشدهم في أمر الله عمر وأصدقهم حيان عثمان وأقضاهم علي وقال عليه السلام وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة وقال عليه السلام وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله وقال عليه السلام اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا رضي الله عنهم وعن الصحابة أجمعين خصوصا عن معاوية بن أبي سفيان رضي الله عنهما وعن بنات النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الطاهرات زينب ورقية وأم كلثوم وفاطمة وعن أزواجه خصوصا عن خديجة وعائشة وحفصة رضي الله عنهم. وقال عليه السلام: الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم. وقال عليه السلام: خير أمتي قرني، ثم الذين يلونهم، ثم الذين يلونهم. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون، فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. أقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى، والذي قدر فهدى، والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى. سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله، إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى. ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى، سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا. قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى، بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى. إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى، صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، المستقيم إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أكبر. استغفر الله. استغفر. Brothers, before we make dua, I was actually supposed to mention the etiquettes of dua as well. One of the etiquettes is you ask Allah, we make dua. Then when you start your dua, you start with praising Allah. We all know Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. You can read that. You can read Allahumma antas salam wa minka salam, tabarakta ya dhal jalali wal ikram. Then you read durood, salawat upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then you put that mind frame that I'm asking Allah Azza wa Jalla, I'm standing in front of Allah, I'm sitting in front of Allah as a beggar. And then ask with conviction. Ud'u Allah wa antum muqinuna bil ijaba. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ask Allah in a manner which you have full conviction of its acceptance. And of course, the dua was supposed to be softly done, so we'll do it now. And the other thing is to make dua, but also do nahi anil munkar, amar bil ma'ruf. Because once you give up this, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, your duas won't be accepted. So let's continue with this. Let's make dua for the people of Gaza as well. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma anta as-salam. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله.